News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Share your thoughts by texting or calling 437-1620.
And now, here's your host, Bobby Rossi.
Back here to Pensacola right now on a Friday. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. So getting started with the top stories, some of the top headlines going on in the news right now. So there is a one of the things that just came out just a little bit ago, Budweiser's Anheuser-Busch, the CEO, has broken his silence after Bud Light's Dylan Mulvaney controversy, where apparently they lost a lot of market share, and there's been a lot of backlash releasing the transgendered activist. And so he basically came out. He did not apologize. Basically just said that the company was founded in the Heartland 165 years ago, responsible for ensuring every consumer feels proud of the beer we brew. We're honored to be a part of the fabric of this company, of this country. We employ this many people. And then he goes and just says, we never intended to be part of a discussion that divides people. We are in the business of bringing people together over beer. So that was basically it. That was about as close to the apologies you can get from it. Then one of the big stories going on nationally, you heard it right there, from Joe, is one locally. Governor Ron DeSantis has gone ahead and signed the 6-week abortion ban. And this is so this is one that's stirring a lot of controversy around the country, as it is now one of the most strict abortion bans in the country. And of course, there will still be lawsuits trying to stop it. But now it's not a federal issue that will stop it. So we'll have to see what happens going forward on this. Some of the other top stories in the news, or some of the top headlines going on in the news. In the meantime, today, Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito blocked the lower court ruling that we were talking about yesterday that imposed tighter restrictions on access to the abortion pill. And the lower court rulings are on hold until basically midnight on Wednesday, and we'll have to see what happens right there. So basically, there was abortion pill restrictions when they can't mail it, they can't send it in the mail, they can't do, there's a couple other things, but it was still like, they still legalized, they still kept it like legal, the abortion pill, but they had restrictions on it. The Supreme Court has come out already and blocked the temporary restrictions until they can go ahead and have a full Supreme Court hearing over it. So we'll have to see what happens with all of that. Some of the other top headlines in the news going on here. President Joe Biden is on his way back to the United States after visiting Ireland. And some of the messages when he was over there is he was joking around saying that it's his home away from home. And but also there were some things that reinforced the American dream based on his own ancestors, why they came to America from Ireland and things like that. So then another big story or big headline going on right now. North Korea is saying it tested a new solid fuel long range missile. And the reason why this is significant is this kind of long-range missile could make it easier for them to launch a nuclear strike. So, oh boy. So we'll have to see what goes on that whole ordeal as it pertains to North Korea as they continue to aggravate. I guess that's the best way to put it. They continue to be aggravators. So continue on here. Another top stories. China vows to not sell arms to any party in the Ukraine war. So even though they have basically been supportive of Russia, they're coming out at least vocally and saying that they are basically staying neutral as it pertains to selling arms to either party. So I think that's actually, that's a good thing. Whether it's true or not, that's a whole different thing. All right, I got some more stories for you right after traffic on the Fives of Gracie Wolf.
We have slow-moving traffic on Scenic Highway right now. We had an accident happen around 3:30 involving a motorcycle, and we do have the road closed. That's going to be Scenic Highway at Creighton Road, right in between Creighton Road and I-10 on Scenic Highway. So northbound traffic is getting diverted onto Creighton, and then we do have slow traffic of people trying to get onto Scenic Highway on Creighton heading eastbound. That is extremely slow-moving. So just keep that in mind that we do have that accident there and extreme slowdowns in that area on I-10 and I-110. We're looking good. And 29 north and southbound lanes also checking in clear. At 98, we don't have too bad of slowdowns on 98 throughout Gulf Breeze and Navarre. But if you are heading into in Gulf Breeze and Tiger Point, but if you are heading into Navarre, you'll see your typical afternoon traffic right near the causeway. See something else on the roads? Give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the Fives.
So apparently, the biggest United States banks are reporting pretty big profits despite the industry turmoil. So, I mean, we had a couple of banks that went under, and so that got a lot of people nervous, thinking, oh boy, you know, this isn't good. And I was one of them saying, man, the only reason why they would go under is if they just mismanaged their money, because with the higher interest rates, they should be doing a lot better. And at least that's my take on it. Well, sure enough, JP Morgan, for example, the profits jumped up 52%, and they do attribute that to higher interest rates. 52% profit going on right there. So yeah, that just goes to show those other banks. And as we mentioned, both of those two other banks were more about woke agendas and social justice agendas. And they didn't even have one of them didn't even have a risk manager like in executive level. So they just mismanaged their funds. They mismanaged the bank. Derek Chauvin, remember him, the officer accused of killing George Floyd by kneeling on him and everything. So Minneapolis has reached a settlement in two suits that's going to equate to about $9 million in payouts from the city to these other individuals. It is not George Floyd. These lawsuits are saying that Officer Derek Chauvin used excess force years before George Floyd died. And so they were suing over the previous excessive force, you know, situations that happened there. So they're paying out almost $9 million pertaining to that, to his excessive force in the past. So pretty crazy. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you'd like to weigh in, you can call or text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Coming up next, we've got top trending news with Joe Ford over in the newsroom. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. So coming up here in about 30 minutes, we have our weekend movie preview. There's actually quite a few movies that came out in the theater this weekend. I don't know if any of them are going to be Super Mario Brothers, though, but we'll talk about that coming up in about 30 minutes right here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Well, the Supreme Court is lifting restrictions on a commonly used abortion pill for now. Justice Samuel Alito blocked lower court rulings that imposed restrictions on the drug. Alito said the hold would remain in effect until midnight on Wednesday. Police still investigating reports of a threat at the Naval Medical Center in San Diego. Some buildings were evacuated. Others had to shelter in place. Police say they've detained one unarmed person for questioning. No evidence so far of any gunfire in the facility. The young Massachusetts Air National Guard member charged with leaking classified Pentagon documents online will remain in custody following a first court appearance today. 21-year-old Jack Teixeira is due back in court next week for a detention hearing. And just talking about movies, Super Mario Brothers continuing to break records. The animated film now passing $500 million at the global box office, Bobby.
This weekend will continue to be Super Mario Brothers? Do you think Renfield will do it? That's the other big one that's coming out this weekend.
I give Super Mario Brothers another weekend.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking too. Another weekend on that.
This is like the second full weekend, right?
Second full weekend. Yeah, yeah. I'm thinking Super Mario Brothers. I mean, I don't know though, because these horror films, they always surprise me at how well they do. And this is a comedy horror with Nicolas Cage, so I think it'll be kind of interesting to see what's going on. Do you think that the 6-week abortion ban that was signed, do you think it's going to stay, like, be upheld, or do you think it's going to get blocked somehow?
I think it's going to be upheld. I think the Florida Supreme Court's going to shoot down the current challenge about the 15-week ban.
The 15-week ban? Because the 15-week ban is what we have right now.
Right. So, yeah. So
that's right.
Yeah, yeah. So what's going on is, like, the bill that DeSantis signed last night won't take effect unless the Supreme Court shoots down the current challenge of the 15-week ban.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
And I think they will.
Because that's already being challenged right now. Yeah. So we have to get through that one, and then it'll be...
And then there'll probably be another challenge.
Then there'll be another challenge, exactly. Yeah. It's probably what'll happen right there. Okay, yeah. There was one other thing. Oh, so this heightened security measures over at the NESP. What in the world?
This is a
surprise.
It is, and of course, you know, nobody's said anything. I mean, and this would be just complete speculation. But I mean, you know, just hearing about what was going on in San Diego, I have no idea if that has anything to do with it. The Navy's certainly not going to say, but it was interesting that initially this was about, 2 hours now, where NAS Pensacola put out a Facebook post saying that due to, you know, superior, you know, command coming down the chain, so to speak, that heightened security protocols, not just at NAS Pensacola, but all Navy installations, and that access would be restricted to DOD cardholders only. About an hour later, they updated that to say that DOD cardholders would still have the privilege of escorting, but that the heightened security would still be in place. So, a little interesting there.
I didn't see that. I didn't see the follow-up one.
Yeah.
Then, so that was a little bit new then. Still kind of bizarre just coming down, because it seemed like they were opening up access once again, where they had the weekend,
ago
or something. Mm-hmm. So looked like they were opening up access, and then all of a sudden, boom, this.
It's not just NAS Pensacola. It's all naval installations. So, you know, again, I don't know if it has anything to do with what was going on out in San Diego today or something else, but you know, it certainly caused me to think
it has something to do with the document leak from the the other day, you know, when they just arrested the guy the other day. But they did say this was just Navy, so it's not like all military installations.
Anybody in Washington will be able to get the Secretary of the Navy to do an interview on it.
But, very interesting. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi, let's get traffic on the fives of Gracie Wolf.
We still have slow-moving traffic on a scenic highway. We had an accident around 3:30. That's scenic highway right in the middle of Creighton and I-10. So we do have slow-moving traffic due to this accident. We had it closed off in both directions. It does look like it may be improving, but I do believe it's still closed off. So if you're heading northbound, you're going to get rerouted onto Creighton. And if you are heading eastbound on Creighton trying to get onto scenic highway, it's extremely slow-moving, backing up to Spanish Trail. So just keep that in mind. You're going to be seeing a lot of slow-moving traffic in this area. Again, that's scenic highway right in between I-10 and Creighton Road. If you see something else on the road slowing you down, give me a call at 850-262-6111 or have any details, I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 923, informative, local, dependable.
All right, coming up here next, did Governor DeSantis wait too long or is he waiting too long to jump into the presidential race? We'll talk about that next on News Radio 923. Right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. There is a pro-DeSantis super PAC that has released their first ad promoting Governor DeSantis. As if he's running for president. They're basically like, hey, here's this. This is the person who would be great for the country. This is what he did for Florida and things like that. But then but now there's a lot of supporters, a lot of people who want him to run for president feel like he's waited too long already to jump in, that it's too late. You might as well not even run anymore. And so what are your thoughts on that? 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. I don't think it's too late. Like I said, the first primary isn't until, the first caucus isn't until February and the primary around the same time. That's plenty of time to try to build up a campaign and things like that if you want him to run. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. So, Gumbo Yaya. This is the cook-off. It's going to return to Seville Quarter April 22nd. Amateur and professional teams will compete for bragging rights for the best gumbo in Pensacola. Judging and public tasting begins at 4 o'clock. Tickets are $15 in advance, $20 at the door. All proceeds will benefit Big Brothers Big Sisters in Northwest Florida. Get more information on our website, newsradio923.com. That's newsradio923.com. Real quick before we get to our top three stories and our sports hit, Taco Bell. We mentioned this, I think earlier in the week or maybe last week. They lifted up to the fans or to customers to choose which menu item we wanted to bring back. It was going between the Cool Ranch Doritos Locos Taco and the Beefy Crunchy Burrito. So the Cool Ranch Doritos Loco Tacos, where the taco shell tastes like a Cool Ranch Doritos, you know, that. And the Beefy Crunchy Burrito is the one that has like rice, beef, cheese, sour cream, but then it also has the Flamin' Hot Fritos on the inside of it. And the fans have voted the Beefy Crunch Burrito. That's the one that's going to be making its way back to the menus in August, and it's still just going to be for a limited time, though. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Let's get traffic on the fives, and then we'll get your top three stories.
On I-10 and I-110, we are looking good. That's going to be not having any slowdowns. We do have some slow-moving traffic on 9 Mile Road, though. This is going to be right off of Pinecone Drive. We do have an accident that's causing slowdowns in both directions, but mainly in the west westbound lane, you are going to be seeing some slowdowns. So just keep that in mind. That is Nine Mile Road right near I-10. And our slowdowns on Scenic Highway have cleared up. We had an accident around 3:30 around Scenic Highway in Creighton. So right now it looks like there's no traffic. But if you do have any other updates, please feel free to give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
So where does it go here? All right. So top three stories. Governor DeSantis has signed the 6-week abortion ban that's getting a lot of national attention. The Supreme Court has lifted the abortion pill restrictions, at least for now. So these were restrictions that were put in place just yesterday by the lower courts. Supreme Court has gone ahead and blocked that. And then other top three story, the biggest U.S. banks are reporting bumper profits amid the industry troubles. So basically the industry troubles, not really affecting the largest banks. In fact, JP Morgan Chase up 52% on the year. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Let's talk some sports.
Here's your sports hit.
All right, the play-in game over on TNT, Bulls against the Heat, is at 6 o'clock. And then after that, it'll be at 8:30 is the Oklahoma City Thunder against Minnesota Timberwolves. Major League Baseball, we got Friday Night Baseball on Apple TV+. The Giants will be taking on Detroit Tigers at 5:40. In the meantime, the Marlins are going to be playing the Arizona Diamondbacks. The Marlins are 6-7 on the year thus far. And the Tampa Bay Rays are playing Toronto Blue Jays. The Rays, of course, are 13-0. If they win tonight, they will break the Major League Baseball record for the best opening in Major League Baseball. Atlanta Braves are going to be playing the Kansas City Royals. That will be, it's not televised, but the Braves are 9-4. And then the late game on Apple TV+, you've got the Angels against the Boston Red Sox around 6:10. ESPN Plus has Milwaukee Brewers against the San Diego Padres. Then NHL hockey is on the ESPN Plus, beginning with the Buffalo Sabres against Columbus Blue Jackets. In sports news, the Ducks have parted ways with their coach, who led the team to the worst record in franchise history. The Penguins have gone ahead and cleaned house after missing the NHL playoffs. They fired their president and the GM and the assistant GM. Oh boy. The over in baseball, the San Francisco Giants and pitcher Logan Webb reportedly agreed on a 5-year, $90 million extension. Former Buccaneers defensive tackle Jared McCoy made 6 consecutive Pro Bowls. He's gone ahead and retired. And in the NBA, the NBA has fined the Mavs $750,000 for failing our fans. I don't even know what that means, but I ain't even look into it. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. A University of San Francisco University. Now, we know San Francisco, like when you talk about San Francisco, and if you're talking about political ideology, I think you could pretty much, if you say San Francisco equals woke, that doesn't surprise anybody, right? San Francisco State University, the athletic director there, says that there is no competitive difference between a male or a female in sports. No competitive difference. This comes about after Riley Gaines, the swimmer from University of Kentucky, spoke on campus about supporting, basically protecting girls' athletics. And then right afterwards, remember, she was attacked, jumped by a bunch of transgendered activists and everything. And so now the athletics director, Stephanie Shreve Hawkins, said that believing that men have an athletic advantage over women in sports is a common mistake. It's a common belief. It ain't no mistake there. I don't have to tell you. I mean, I will say this. In my high school basketball team, we did a 3-point contest between the men's team and the girls' team, and I will say this. The girls beat us at 3-point contest. But then when we actually did a scrimmage, it was a complete blowout because they were never open enough to shoot a 3-pointer when we actually had to play defense. And so I'm just, don't get me wrong. There are exceptions to the rule. Every now and then there is a female who is just such a tremendous athlete that she's head and shoulders above many male athletes. But when you start to get to the amateur level on like university level and pro level, forget about it. There isn't a female pro who can keep up with the lowest of a male pro. It blows my mind that this is an athletic director saying this. And by the way, in a related story, men, biologically born men, are sweeping competitions in stuff like swimming and things. Well, here's a new one. Indoor track, weightlifting, swimming, and now cycling. People who are biological males are dominating, like breaking records that used to be held by females. And now the biological males are breaking the records in these female sports and holding the records, and they're biologically male. I mean, it's just, and this has only started. This has only started, you know? It's not like we've had transgenders playing in female sports for decades and decades, and just now they're doing good. No, they just now are starting to compete in girls' sports, and they're already taking all the records. It's crazy. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi coming up here next. We got John on the line on News Radio 92.3. John wants to weigh in on this whole thing. Hey, John, what's on your mind?
Hey, man. So just wanted to chat about that for just half a second. I've got two girls in seventh grade. Every week they play against the eighth grade boys in kickball. It's just, you know, gym classes playing against other gym classes. Do you know how many times they have come within 5 points of beating those boys? All year,
no.
They've been playing. None. The boys
None?
Are dominating
goodness.
The girls. And this is middle school. It's middle school.
And that's seventh
where
grade. Yeah, that's
at
middle school. Oh,
nation?
My goodness.
Yeah. Where are we at as a nation that thinks that it's okay for men to compete against women in sporting events? I don't care what label you want to put on it. It's a man and a woman.
Yeah.
And
yep.
There are biological differences. And you can't. Are there going to be asterisks out next to each one of these dudes that are breaking these records?
There should
be
an asterisk. Yeah, there absolutely
should be. I have three girls. I have three daughters, and this pisses me off to no end. It is the dumbest.
I agree with you, John, man. I agree with you. Thank you very much for calling. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. You got a text here. It says, check out the trans MMA fighter. It's unreal. This has got to stop. Hey, Bobby, can you imagine 1 year there's going to be a professional golfer that's going to join the LPGA and they're going to tee off for the ladies tee off for another 70 yards or so ahead of where they normally tee off. They'll drive the greens, 80% of the greens. Well, that's just like that that Leah Thomas guy who goes by Leah Thomas. He was actually, I didn't realize this until recently, he was actually competing on the men's swim team. And he consistently ranked about 450th in the nation. 450th. As the top swimmer. And then he went over to the women's, said, I'm a girl now, went over to the women's, and now has actual records. Just to show you the difference. Hey, attention homeowners, if you're thinking about selling your house in this market, you need a professional, somebody who understands how to get you the best price. That's got to be Christina Leavenworth and her team over at Levin Reiki Realty. She's the agent, and her team is the agent that will protect your equity and protect your family's future. I've seen what she could do, and I've been impressed. She does more than just put a sign in the ground. She markets your home so you get the most money, and she's all about customer service. In fact, if she doesn't sell your house in 30 days, she won't charge you a penny, and she'll sell it anyway. Ask your agent if they'll do that. Now, Christina can make this offer because she spends tens of thousands of dollars marketing her listings, generating demand. And if you need to sell right away, Christina has a list of investors who will buy your house for all cash. You got nothing to lose. It's absolutely free to find out what Christina could do for you today. So call 850-723-9158. That's 850-723-9158. Let's get traffic on the fives.
We still have slow-moving traffic on West 9 Mile Road. This is going to be at Pine Cone Drive. We have an accident with a roadblock causing slowdowns in both directions. Also, we had a small accident on I-110 northbound. That's going to be kind of near the Fairfield exit. No roadblock, but we do have the cars off to the shoulder, so just keep that in mind. No delays because of that. If you see something else on the road, it's going to be called at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio.
All right, coming up here next, we've got our weekend movie preview. Stick around for that. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Got your weekend movie preview, but first, let's go over to Joe Ford in the newsroom.
Well, Bobby, protests erupting once again in France after the plan to push back the retirement age passed an important test. France's top constitutional body ruled today the president's plan to increase the retirement age from 62 to 64 is legal. El Nino is gearing up ahead of schedule. NOAA says there's a 62% chance El Nino will take over between May and July, and an 80 to 90% chance it'll arrive by fall. El Nino means a cold, wet winter for the southern U.S. Police still looking into reports of a threat at the Naval Medical Center in San Diego. Some buildings were evacuated. Others had to shelter in place. And also, the Supreme Court is temporarily blocking restrictions on a commonly used abortion pill. Justice Samuel Alito blocked lower court rulings that imposed restrictions on the drug, Bobby.
Thank you very much. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. So let's get our weekend movie preview.
Now,
it's time for
a weekend movie.
All right. Quite a few movies out in the theater this weekend, surprisingly. I still think Super Mario Brothers is going to be the best, but there's a Renfield, which stars Nicolas Cage and Nicholas Hoult and Awkwafina, where Renfield is the aide to Dracula. And it's a comedy horror, and he's trying to finally break away from the shadow of Dracula, but he's got codependency on him, so it looks like a funny horror flick. The Pope's Exorcist, kind of a scary movie, starring Russell Crowe, based on the true story of Father Gabriel Amorth, the chief exorcist of the Vatican. And then there's another one called Mafia Mama, rated R, starring Toni Collette and Monica Bellucci, where an American suburban mom ends up taking over the or inherits the mafia empire in Italy and actually has a gets stuck in the middle of a mob war. And then finally, Sweetwater, PG-13, the true story of Hall of Famer Nate Sweetwater Clifton makes history as the first African-American to sign an NBA contract. And there's still one more. Like I said, there's a lot out in the theaters this weekend. Nefarious, rated R, stars Sean Patrick Flannery. It's about a guy who basically It's another horror flick, so you have to check that out. There's Barry Season 4 just came out on HBO. Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, the fifth and final season, just came out on Amazon Prime as well. And then a couple news stories here for you real quick. A Stranger Things animated series is in the works, according to Netflix. Stranger Things animated series. And Harry Potter remake. It's going to be on HBO as a TV series, and it's going to be a complete remake with a new cast, but done as a TV series. So be very interesting to see how that plays out. Real quick, today's sign of the apocalypse is New York City is having to hire a rat czar because of so many rats and the big problems they're having with rats all of a sudden. They've had to hire a rat czar. That's cool right now, Bobby Rossi.